Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Android. Try Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. If you are Apple, Apple Podcasts works just fine. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our new Discord server, $2.99 per month. That's where you get all of our content everywhere first. That's where we put it. When I'm at practice, as I was today, it goes to Off the Floor before it goes to Twitter. Make sure you check it out. You can also have Q&As with all of us on Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network Heat Group. And you can communicate with each other all day long when we're sleeping. So you can do that anytime, Off the Floor. Link is right here in the description and pinned to the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. These are avid Miami Heat fans, but more importantly for you, they are licensed and insured, specializing in metalwork such as aluminum fences, gates, pergolas, railings, and more. Check them out at BigBrotherIronwork.com. That's BigBrotherIronwork.com. They offer free estimates across Florida. That includes Dade, Broward, the Keys, and other counties. They offer pricing that is competitive, and they guarantee steadfast fabrication and installation. So check them out, BigBrotherIronwork.com. Again, that's BigBrotherIronwork.com. In English, you can reach Abraham at 786-406-5780. And Espanol, Daniel. That's 305-218-8681. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got a all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. And with his internet back up, we've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. So I was at practice today between Games 2 and Game 3. They were in Miami. They were on the main court, which is a little surprising. They took us through. Usually they make us wait in the interview room, which they did. And then they take us upstairs to the practice court, which, of course, is over the bay. And that's where Pat's office and the other offices are in the back. Today they led us through Championship Alley to the court. So it was like, okay, it's like a finals game or like a finals practice, because that's where they bring them out typically. I'm not really sure the reason why they did that, but actually I prefer that because there's more access to the players there. You get to see more. And so it was actually a productive practice getting a chance to talk to all of them. And we appreciate Heat Media PR or Heat PR for providing the players for us today. So some of those who spoke, Greg, Bam in the group, Tyler in the group, Caleb in the group, Hakez and Jovic were out there as well. I got a chance to talk to Kevin Love on the side a little bit. We'll play that interview another time. I went back to memory lane with him about the 2008 draft and how he thought he might have been a Heat player then. So it's actually a fun interview, and we'll play that here over the next week. But I also got a chance to talk to Caleb Martin on the side. So in the second part of this episode, I asked Caleb a question that I don't know that a lot of people have asked him publicly, which is about, is he thinking about his contract? Because he is the guy who has a contract expiring at the end of the season, who's part of their current core. And we'll give you his answer towards the end. And Greg and I will cover this in the second part of the episode. But Greg, what struck me today, and I mentioned this on a video that we put on the YouTube channel, they're really loose. They're really loose. And there's a quote here, and I'm going to attribute this to Tim Reynolds from the AP, because actually I was standing behind Tim waiting to talk to Kevin for my topic. So I heard Kevin say this, but I wasn't going to take his interview. But now that Tim has posted it on Twitter, I will read it. So you can find this at By Tim Reynolds. Kevin Love, we're going to fight. We're going to give ourselves a chance. We're going to have a good game plan. We're going to pivot and figure things out. We're going to keep doing what's right, making the right play. You can never, ever count us out. It's like a long haiku. And that's how he said it. I mean, Tim didn't take any liberties with the transcription. I mean, I heard it, and it was run through a wall type stuff, which is what Kevin Love has kind of brought here since he's come to Miami. But it got me thinking, Greg, like, this franchise has been in two completely polar opposite positions over the past, say, 10 to 15 years, right? Hunted to hunter. And I think there's a segment of Heat fans that is frustrated that the Heat are in the hunter position, because they grew up with the Heat in the hunted position, 2010 exactly. to 2014, right? Like that's the Twitter sphere, the Heat Twitter sphere, that is most of those fans, that's where they grew up in this. Like, because Twitter was what founded in like 2008, 2009, that it became public, and then LeBron signed. So they are used to the Heat being the hated team because they are the target. And then you end up making these finals runs and you feel like you should be the hunted again. National perception, but also media perception, and also the way that the front office approaches it. We're the hunted team. We have to keep reinforcing this team, right? Because everybody's gunning for us. When the reality is the Heat have kind of been hunters all along in the Jimmy Butler era. Like they weren't expected to be the number one seed in 2022. They weren't expected to get to two finals or three conference finals. And now they are not expected to do anything because they don't even have Jimmy and they don't have Rozier. He was in the building today. We're still waiting for an update. He was getting work done on his neck, but we don't have an update. And I'm not expecting him to play in game three, and maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, but we'll see. But it strikes me this way. Heat fans are more like they like being hunted because, again, they liked all the winning of the Big Three era and having LeBron here and all the rest of this. But the players in this organization and the people in this organization are more comfortable being the hunters. Like, I'm watching Zoe at practice today, right? Zoe's there. Haslam's there. Zoe was used to being a hunter like that. For they sure. were hunting Jordan, right? Like for years. And then you see Andy's there and he's all these same people, and Spo's demeanor on this, where you talk about he's a psycho, the fewer players he has, the better. And that Love quote, which Kevin Love was the number five overall pick in the draft and won a championship in Cleveland as a hunted team, but now he's talking like a hunter. I feel like they like this better. They're more comfortable in this space, and they know that they nicked the Celtics in game two, and it's starting to bleed, right? And they just don't want it to clot, right? And that's where I feel like it is right now.
There's more even to this idea that Miami's better as, first of all, they're awful front runners. And so they're much better in a no expectation scenario like they're in now. I think that you're right. Like, Spo made the just enough adjustments that you could see tactics that he deployed, just enough of them where it's like, what else does he have up his sleeve? What comes next? And also the players, you've mentioned this, you've chronicled it in many shows. They're not scared of them. And that's a big deal. That mental hurdle is a big deal. So this team is better off as not being the favorite. Anytime the national media were to start talking good about them, they would go on losing streaks throughout the year. A lot of people got upset when they talked about like gearing up for the playoffs, and it felt like the gear up never came. this team's better being the hunters than the hunted. And that's a weird thing to be, because even dating back to this season, they wanted the Dame transaction to go through, and then you would have been hunted. You would not be the hunters necessarily. So fans typically want that kind of roster. I think the Heat are much more closer to their identity and their core when they're a group like they are now. It doesn't mean you always want to make everything hard. But when Spo said, well, we're going to just go do this thing the hard way, he meant it.
He likes it. I really think he does. Like this idea, he's so uncomfortable talking about himself. And I wasn't there for his entire session today because, again, I went over to speak to Love after Bam finished his availability. But I was told, like, he started getting asked about Coach of the Year kind of stuff. And you know, the things that he hates talking about himself. He didn't want to talk about the contract when he got it, the 8-year deal. He always, even privately or publicly, will deflect, talk about the gratitude of being in an organization like this. He knows how good he is. I mean, he knows. When you're good at something, you know it. Okay. When people don't have to tell you. You just know. You know you're capable of accomplishing something. But he has never worn that in a certain way. And I think he still views himself as the guy in the film room. I do. And I think that if you look at, and we've talked about maybe needing some new blood on the coaching staff and adding kind of an offensive voice from somewhere else just to change things up a little bit. But if you look at the guys they brought in to the coaching staff, just think about like where they've come from, right? Wayne Ellington bounced around the NBA. Okay, was basically a journeyman who had some games against the Heat, so they decided to sign him, and they kind of brought the best out of him when he was here. Malik Allen was one of their undrafted players, and he wasn't even one who really popped. He was just kind of a back end of the rotation player, right? Anthony Carter, who they had on the staff, was the guy that was one of their most successful undrafted projects, really out of nowhere, couldn't shoot, ended up sort of taking Tim Hardaway's place during a playoff run that Tim got hurt in, ended up getting a contract. And of course, we know what happened after. But again, one of those sort of rags to riches kind of success stories, right? Caron Butler, yes, was a top 10 pick in the draft, and he was a great player at Connecticut. But if you know Caron's background, and having, you know, locked up at age 15 and everything else that he kind of went through to get here, there's a certain type of, and then of course we talk about UD and everything that UD had to overcome just to be in the league and then to play for 20 years. There's a certain type of personality that they like, and that type of personality is nobody effing believes in me.
Keith Askins.
Keith Askins, another one, still in the organization. He was the first real. And he predated Riley. Actually, he's the one that Pat kept when Pat came in, that Askins was actually from the prior regime that he came in. And again, another of those stories, undrafted player from Alabama, get in your face, that kind of attitude. And then Chris Quinn, who's now the lead assistant on this staff. Again, undrafted player, disparaged by Shaq on the way out the door. Like, this is the personality they want. And they get to take on that personality collectively in a series like this. And you see it. Like, again, Bam, Tyler. Yes, both top 15 picks. Both have exceeded the expectations for themselves since they've come in, regardless of what you think of either individually and frustrations with either. They both have. I'm sorry. Okay. I know we have player stands on both sides. And then, of course, their leader or their top player who's out right now, was the 30th pick in the draft, was homeless as a child, was a JUCO transfer, okay, and was not projected to be a superstar. So again, you know, the LeBron thing, okay, and there's a lot of talk about LeBron over the past 24 hours because, look, he's playing for a coach he shouldn't be playing for in an organization he shouldn't be in, and if he was still in Miami, two championships in 4 years, he'd have three if it wasn't for what he did in 2011. He's got two championships. And it's going to be how many years now? 17 years outside of Miami. 2-17 versus 2-4, and it really should be 3-4. And if he'd stayed, he'd probably have 6, okay, 7, 8, whatever it is. So there's a lot of conversation about him. But him, his place in the organization, that time is not really where the organization was comfortable.
No.
Right?
Not the big three rally, not the parade. No. That's the complete opposite. I could just imagine that in retrospect now that they probably cringe and don't want to watch that because it's so far from the identity that they've kind of branded into every fiber of the being of the organization. It's so different.
Yeah, and no doubt. And look, I mean, they wouldn't mind having him back. I'm sure he wouldn't mind being back. Can you imagine what he's thinking, just on a side note, when Darvin Ham is like pretending to draw up plays on the side and he's watching Spo carve up, you know, 60 something with Boston with a bunch of undrafted guys, and you got, and DeLon Wright's playing a major role, and other guys that, like, if they were in LA right now, they would not be productive in any way, but they are in Miami because of what they've accomplished. So I just think my overall take today was this: look, do I think they can win this series? I still don't think they're winning the series. The odds are significantly against them. But like I said, they've cut Boston. It started to bleed. It's dribbling down the cheek right now, okay? And it hasn't clotted yet. So now you just need to widen it a little bit, okay? Take the razor. We promote Harry's razors here. Just a little bit, okay? See, although you're not going to get nicked with a Harry's razor. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. But that's just something to watch here, is that this team likes this identity. They are comfortable in the mud. And I know fans are like, well, why do we always have to be in the mud? Why can't we get Dame? Why can't we get KD? Why? I'm not saying they don't want to do that, but this is where they live, right? They were renting the big three space. This is where they live. It's a little bit different. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Caleb Martin a little bit, because I had a chance, as I mentioned, to ask him on the side a question that really I don't think has been asked a whole lot publicly of late. I know the beat guys have probably asked Caleb about this on the side or such, but I wanted to have the opportunity to actually get him on the record about it, and I did today, so in a brief interview after his group interview was finished. So we'll get to what he said in a second, but Greg and I are going to comment on it before we play it. We also do want to mention a great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. Our friend Nelson and his team, they are big Miami sports fans as well. You can find them at 561-891-9620. It's 561-891-9620. They are with Mobile C-Arm Staffing Services. That's Mobile C-Arm Staffing Services. You can find them at c-armandstaffing.com. That's the letter c-armandstaffing.com. What do? Well, they bring the X-ray equipment and staffing to you. So we know that a lot of our listeners here, our viewers here, are working medical offices of some kind or hospitals. Got to reach out to Nelson and his team. Again, it's Mobile C-Arm Staffing Services, 561-891-9620. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All All right. So Caleb Martin here. We have kind of flipped on him a bunch of times this year, I feel, as a podcast. Really struggled at the start of the season, tried to push through. We talk about guys who stay out too long. I've been told that the two guys on this team who will always, and this I've told this from high level people, who will always try to push through injuries are Bam and Caleb above all. And so that was kind of to his detriment earlier in the season because he came back. He wasn't right. He was very inconsistent, kind of lost his shooting stroke. And then he got hurt again, and then he came back. And after the All-Star break, he was on fire. Like, I mean, he went through like 3 weeks, and we just decided, I think all four of us, yeah, he's a closer. He's a keeper. You don't trade him. You keep the asset, right? You don't move him for a second-round pick or any other stuff that was talked about at the time. And then he hit another rough patch again, and then his shooting form looks kind of busted. It's different every time. And he's made some sort of, I don't know, rush decisions at times, I think, that we talk about some of, a guy who was really high basketball IQ last year that this year has made some kind of puzzling choices, maybe, again, because he hasn't been entirely healthy or entirely confident. And then he has – the weird thing is he has this game the other night where – everybody is like making fun of his shooting form on a video that got circulated during the day. And then he made 5 of 6 threes.
Yep.
And Boston's still afraid of him. And so it's just this conundrum here, because then there's a report, Greg, that he's going to get roughly $13 million a year. And I don't laugh at those reports because I was told similar things about Strus last year. And I was like, oh, he's going to get that much. And he ended up getting more.
Yeah,
And this is kind of a weak market at Caleb's position. He has an opt out, so I'll just put it here. They've got Josh Richardson, who has a player option. I would assume he's going to cash in and stay.
Correct.
You got DeLon Wright, who's played himself into a role for next year, I think, in some capacity, if he wants to stay on a minimum, right? And you've got Haywood Highsmith that you've got to make a decision on, who may cost you less than Martin does. So where are you right now with Caleb Martin? Because I feel like either way, fans are going to be upset. If they keep him and they pay too much, or if they lose him and then you're like, well, why didn't you get something for him? And he's still a very productive player for us.
I feel like we're hurtling towards another Gabe Vincent, Max Strus situation. I don't see them being able to keep up with the market for Caleb Martin, particularly if he has one more good game against the Celtics. People are going to think he's like Celtics, a Celtic killer. Yeah, so yeah. Kryptonite, correct. That's, you got it. So that's like something to watch there, because the playoffs tell. And if he has a good playoffs, that'll be two in a row. And I think that he will have created a situation where his value may be a little bit too much for Miami. This is where Miami's going to come in. They're going to have a number, and they're going to put the number on the table, and the number's not going to change because it's just math. And they have aprons to stay under, second ones specifically. The second apron they're going to be really close to with all these guys opting in on player options. Thomas Bryant has a player option. He'll likely be back whether you like it or not. And so there's
K-Love too. K-Love too, right? If he wants to come back, which that's no a gimme. He wants to come back, you keep him, right? But that's the thing, though. The other thing about Caleb is, does he become a progress stopper in any way? Because I'm watching today, and literally Haslam is feeding the ball back to Jaquez to take threes while Zoe watches. Like, he is a huge emphasis for them. And assuming Jimmy's returned to full health, they have to find a full allotment of minutes for Jaime Jaquez next year, right? In addition to the fact that Jovic minutes are going to increase, but then just talking about Jaquez, Butler, and then you have Highsmith, and you've got DeLon and Josh available at the wings, it just starts to become a number crunch. So even if Caleb is, say, better than Josh, okay,
exactly,
or more complete than DeLon, you're kind of like, okay, if you can keep those guys at 25% of the cost, you can keep both of them, right? And again, exactly, for less than you're going to pay Caleb. Actually, you could pay the two of them, I mean, and maybe even Highsmith for the same amount that you may get all three for the price that you're paying Caleb. Then it starts to get to $13 to $15 million a year, and you walk at it. I will say this as we introduce the interview with Caleb. I mean, I hope he stays because I like covering the guy. I think he's been endlessly professional since he's been here. He's just one of those people. He's just like a polite person, and I think he's very grateful for the opportunity that he gave, that they gave him. And also he just, he's one of those guys at the end of every interview, again, he's not about us, but at the end of every interview, thank you. He's just that kind of person. And I'm grateful for, you know, whatever success he has, wherever it is. But I'm with you. I think it's about 35-40% that he's here this year and next year. And I think that might even be generous at this point. I think it is a math problem. I just think it's a math problem. He could opt in and stay, but he's not going to do that, right? So I wouldn't think he's going to do that, particularly after he's recovered some of his value with performances like the other night. So, no, right, exactly. So I'm going to introduce, but this is just the cost of doing business. Look, you develop these guys, and eventually you got to say goodbye to these guys, and they did say goodbye to two of them last year, and Max and Gabe, and their careers have gone in two totally different directions. Max has had a very productive year with Cleveland, and Gabe has had a very frustrating year because of injuries, fan dissatisfaction, and other things in LA. I'm going to play the Caleb Martin interview now. It's very short. But the one thing that is not there is my initial question, which was, how much thought has he given to the contract? We'll play that now, and we'll be back tomorrow with full coverage. Playback.tv/5RSN. Join us on Playback. Greg will be there. I will be with Alex and Brady at the arena. I've been told to tell you by people inside the Heat organization, get there on time. They don't want to be embarrassed by this. It's Saturday at 6:00. I literally got two texts from people inside the organization. Tell your listeners, please, please leave early enough to get in your seats on time. Game is 6:00. Okay. 6:00 Saturday. So no excuses on this one. All right. Now, conversation with Caleb Martin.
At this time of year, you know, none of that stuff matters until you do something in the postseason. You know what I mean? So, winning takes care of itself, and it takes care of all the other stuff that you try to think about. You know, like I said, I never think about it until somebody, you know, brings up, and then like right now if we're talking about it. But other than that, it's like, you know, I'm just worried about playing and trying to win, and that's it.
You saw Max and Gabe last year, obviously, and both of them, I think, would have liked to have stayed if they could, but the circumstances didn't play into it. I know you were close with both guys. Yeah. I mean, have you talked to them at all about kind of it as they went through the process last year?
Not really. Like, I haven't got to that point yet, you know, where I'm, you know, asking questions how the hell it was for them. I've obviously been in a similar boat before, being a free agent after my two-way year, so... This is my priority. You know, I love playing here, and I love playing with my guys. I love playing with my coaches. That's my main focus. So, I've always wanted to be here. I've always wished I wanted to be here. So
that was going to be my question. If all things are equal,
you know,
you'd like to stay here.
I want to be here. You know, I've always wanted to be here, and I always want to be here. Like I said, it's, you know, that stuff will take care of itself. And, you know, no telling, you know, what goes down the road or whatever, but my priority is staying here. So it's always been that, and that's all I've ever wanted to do. So
understood.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Thank you. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.